Hello and welcome to Bullfrog Dusk. I'm Jeremiah, and I'll be reading poems of my choosing from Poetizer.com, including one of my own that I created during the week. I hope you'll enjoy this form of art with me and decide to check out the poets of the show later. All links are in the description. Let's get started. This first poem is by VAC. It's called An Attack 101. You are going to die. In front of your friends, while they play silly games, how badly you wish you could participate. Not in mind-boggling symptoms, but freedom to be willing to just do, without having to wonder in your madness. Will I die now? Because my chest hurts. Must be a heart attack. My brain is dizzy and spinny. It must be a tumor. Come to shut my organs down in a moment's eyeglass. The fun will be over. An ambulance will ring, but will it save me in time when I couldn't save joy myself? Maybe it was the jittery, jazzing coffee or the organic probiotic tea that tingled my core and caused symptoms of shortness of breath, throbbing in my throat, spiraling into the thought that I'm dying and sick. Dying and sick from my trauma somehow. Foreign pains have caused these inner diseases. Please stop dying. Please stop being sick, or your innermost fears, and just take a few deep breaths in and out. Feel, hear, smell, or taste what is around you, because it's the only way to survive an attack. Dead Flowers by Human Error. She couldn't stop herself from trying to water the flowers that were already dead in his garden. As a grower in a greenhouse, I fully understand this. And it just hurts my heart reading that, because there's a lot of dead flowers where I am. I try to keep them alive, and sometimes they throw them away because they get too big. Also. Now, I really liked this one so much that I actually put a little music to it. It's called Home by Bound to Stay Bound. Smashing wild mushrooms and dissecting plants. Going for a dive instead of posting to rant. Raindrops race and power lines dance. Wanting to wear jeans over any other pants. Less fluorescent lighting to give a sun a chance. Flattening ant hills, not worrying about the ants. Watching clouds roll, finding one shaped like a bear. It's a great big world, but Nebraska keeps its flair. Next poem is by Poesia S. Vida, and it's called Euthanasia. Now this one is a little dark, but it's good. I once heard a friend of mine say, while in conversation with another, that they had never known someone who should like to die rather than live. A lie, of course, but perhaps a kind one, for I suspect the listener to be fragile. But of course, perhaps an accidental lie of omission orchestrated by their memory. I have never well discussed my trials, particularly never my thoughts like that. The subject silently barred to us. My friend already quite afraid for me, without details of my wish to depart. I wonder now if they ever realized there was so much occurring back then. Maybe that aspect to my suffering was not acknowledged and therefore goes unremembered by them. However, I think that the more likely answer is that even in the moment such thoughts, such painful desiring could not be understood, and therefore never noted, instead forcibly forgotten, or removed from their mind, so that now, Now, the already distant memory is dim, dim with time and pain from then and now. Still, I feel like I was blindsided just then, as I heard a dear friend remark so casually, so absently, with a kind of ignorant bliss that I shamefully find myself jealous of. No matter its cause or continuation, to forget that time, so long suffered and endured, that will forever be etched, no, carved in me, staining the chapter of my life in a deep red. Those pages soaked in blood and sweat, yet they can't just forget, consciously or otherwise. It is something I envy in spite of what it made me. I wish I can, I wish I had, but I know I never will exclaim or murmur or gently relate that I never knew of someone who wants so badly to escape. Guak by Lucian P. My plan is to plant the corpses in air, despair so hard it's curling up hair. Who cares if I dare to be an extra dish, praying to the waitress for an exorcist? Handed a slip and extra chips, damaged my ship, so I'm stuck with this, escaping the essentials without a sign, living existential outside of time. Yeah, I totally don't get this poem, but it sounds like you're some sort of sailor, and you don't like guac, but you're too polite to tell the waitress, I don't want that guac. I'm not sure though, but I love it. Here's A Neurotic Mess by Spilling My Guts. I'm not always a neurotic mess, but when I'm not, I wonder whether you think I'm angry at you or something. This hits hard. I feel like that sometimes. All right, in tradition, I usually do the last poem as my own, and it's called They Say the King is Dead, a partially AI-generated poem by J.J. Bullfrog. The last of his bloodthirsty horde has been killed, and all that remains are a few thousand men. We band together with one thing fulfilled, under one banner to survive this world. They murdered innocents in vain attempt of sacrifice to a destructive god. Even their own blood they paid to preempt. Irony disturbed their lives now exempt. Unlike luck, we had planned from the start. We worked to the bone to defeat the unrivaled. We knew our decisions with map and chart. For our innocent, we tore them apart. Although we do not deserve the quiet, the murderers condemn us to our realm. Who are we to judge and deny it? We need blood, and the rest will supply it. I cannot rest till I see his head on a pike with his crown melted down. How foolish they say the king is dead when survivors still turn our land red. Our lives depend upon our will. We shall not rest until all of them die. The guts will be chopped and bone to the mill. Our vengeance be sweet for the blameless they kill. May we finally rest in our battle cry. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Bullfrog Dusk. If you would like to hear your poem or recommend someone else's on this podcast, please message me on Instagram. My username is JJ underscore Bullfrogstagram. Also, you can contact me from my website, jjbullfrog.com. It will be on the very bottom. Remember to share this podcast with all your friends. I hope you all have a most wonderful afternoon.